You can just drink all the whiskey in the world.
Or you can drink all, not all the whiskey in the world. That would kill you. Before you even got close.
Wouldn't
to
even get far, man. Yeah.
Welcome to episode 144 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Daniel.
And I'm in the market for a new computer.
Good to have you on the show.
You can just call me Margaret.
All right, Margaret.
No. Margaret. You know what? Call me Margaret. For the rest of this episode.
All right, Margaret. Now, there's not a lot of news that's come out this week. We were all expecting that. E3 just happened.
No news is good news.
No news is good news. But there was a pretty big piece of news that came out, and that is the official announcement of the Nintendo Super NES. No, wait.
The SNES Classic.
SNES Classic. Apparently, a lot of people hate SNES.
That has
to be SNES.
Oh, the way to say it, say the word SNES. Or,
yeah. Apparently, a lot of people do not acknowledge SNES as a way to say it.
It's just, it makes it easier. Because it rolls. Like, oh,
how do you say the NES? Well, I say NES.
The NES. Yeah.
I say the NES too. But apparently, a lot of people don't say NES. And they're like, oh, wow, you're right. I never looked at it that way. I'm like, really? I mean, you say SNES, but you never said NES?
Why do you say SNES if you just say NES? I think, did that guy think that everybody just says NES?
Well, the people you were talking to, yeah, they all said NES. They were like, oh wow, you're right, yeah, that is weird, I never thought about that. I'm like, people,
you're right,
except I always said NES. NES is NES.
So there's a brand new game coming out on the SNES Classic.
Right. First of all, it's going to cost $80 and have 21 games. In comparison to the original NES Classic, it had 30 games for $60, I believe. So it went up in price.
Lower the game count.
But it comes with two controllers and the cord is longer. Don't know how much longer, but longer.
Yeah, that cord is ridiculous. I got to play an NES Classic, and it was absolutely ridiculous.
Would you say redonkulous?
I would, sir. I would.
Very good, Margaret.
So,
did you try to say SNES right there?
The SNES. So there's it seemed to me like it was a lot of like Nintendo heavy games, Super Mario World. What was it? Star Fox.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull up a list real quick. Okay, here we go. Full list of games include Contra 3.
Oh, yeah, Contra 3. Wars, yeah, that's cool.
Donkey Kong Country.
There's a Nintendo one.
Earthbound. Final Fantasy 3, which we assume is the American
Yeah, release. I'm going to have to go with that. That's going to be Final Fantasy 6. Actual Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah. F-Zero. Kirby Superstar. Kirby's Dream Course. Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana, Star Fox 2.
Yeah! Street Fighter, you ruined the announcement!
Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Land Super, of the Seven Super, Stars, Super, Super, Super Mario Super. World, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out, Yoshi's Island.
You know what sucked about Punch-Out on the... Why can't... It's just, there's no more Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah.
It's not even a thing anymore.
Licensing rights.
And it's just like, it's so ridiculous to me, dude.
That and he bit somebody's ear off, so I think
Nintendo... yeah, he did that.
Nintendo also doesn't want that.
Definitely did that, yeah.
That could have been his special move.
But he's a good boy now. He has a tiger.
The Wii Punch-Out could have had him in there, and that could have been a special move. Bite your ear off, you get knocked out right away.
You know, was there any... Anything that wasn't a punch.
I never played these games.
So and Punch Out. The first Punch Out.
Was there a kick, you mean?
Yeah.
Or was like a kickbox?
I think Super Punch Out introduced like weapons and kicks and stuff like that in the game.
So that's no longer a boxing game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, I don't remember the NES Punch Out having any of that.
It's like Death Sports.
I know everybody had like their special moves and stuff like that, but it was always a punch.
What's his name, Joe Mac?
Little Joe.
Little Joe.
No, Little Mac.
Little Mac?
Little Mac?
I only know because he was in Smash Bros.
God, you make me. I don't know anymore.
I didn't know anybody that had a punch out growing up.
Did you ever play the arcade version?
I never even saw the arcade version. You're an old man, Margaret.
Not an old man. Don't call me Shirley.
I didn't. I called you Margaret. But so Little Max just like, you know, he did the first one. He went up against Tyson and Mr. Dream, stuff like that. And she's like, "You did it, kid." And he's like, "No, it's not enough. I need more excitement. I need something stronger. Oh, there's this other thing, but they use knives and guns. I'm in."
"You?
They'll eat you alive, kid.
The Chinese guy with the cane. Come fight me."
Yeah.
And he did. He fought him. And he used his cane. Which is illegal in boxing.
Little Mac didn't care. He wanted the rush. He's like, "Little Mac, no. My name's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Because I don't give a damn." Isn't Jean-Claude in Death Sport?
Yeah. But he didn't say that.
Oh, I mean, Little Mac basically super punch up.
"Van Damme, because I don't give a damn." Because I don't.
He should have said that. You gotta admit that.
Oh my god.
You never thought of that? You never thought of him saying that?
It's a great line. I find it ridiculous. I find it redunculous.
Ridunculous, but amazing.
"I said damn because I don't give a damn." So Star Fox 2, though!
Oh, we should probably say this is coming out September 29th, if you can actually find a copy of it.
Yeah, they're. I don't know if the pre-orders are up yet for in the US, but they're definitely up in the...
eBay.
The pre-orders are up in Australia, and just recently in the UK, but it seems like US is...
Well, eBay scalpers are already up.
Well, you can go that route if you want.
But apparently they're already, like, way overpriced.
Yeah, or you can just wait till they go on pre-sale and... buy it on pre-sale. About it.
Be faster than somebody with like a 3 terabyte download speed.
Yeah.
I can afford that because they scalp everything. Bastards.
You bastards.
But I mean, no Chrono Trigger on there.
It's a very short list of games.
Yeah, it's a very short list of games. Most of them are Mario games. I don't know. I'm not sold on the lineup because... if I played the Super Nintendo game, it was one of these games already, you know? It's not like something like, "Oh, I never got a chance to play that." No, everybody had, like, 90% of these games, everybody had them. So, I got to play most of them. I mean, the NES class was kind of cool because I didn't have a lot of friends with, like, a big NES library. So, I was like, yeah, there's a lot of games that I hadn't necessarily played growing up and stuff like that.
Have you already played Star Fox 2?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nobody has legally.
There's that term.
Yeah. Because the game was never officially released. It was completed, but never saw the light of day.
Until now.
The internet. I mean, well, until now, legally.
Officially. Yeah. You know, that word.
I didn't even realize there was a Star Fox 2. Like, I never even heard anybody talk about it.
Neither did I growing up. I learned about it not that long ago. Maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I learned that it was actually another one in the works for... the Super Nintendo. It was for Super Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah.
And it just never happened. That made me sad, even though it was like 10, 15 years later.
Well, I mean, whatever the hell it was. You wouldn't have liked it because they added tank modes and...
So, yeah, it's officially, you know, it's officially released now, I guess, on that console. So you're paying $80 for a new game.
Yeah.
If that's the only...
I mean, that's kind of the nice bonus of the price hike, because at least you're getting a new, never-before-released game in that, too. And that 21st game, I guess, but still seems...
Yeah, because it has 20 plus 1 games
on
the thing. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
That's
all the news we have.
The producer of Star Fox 2 didn't know that it was going to be included in the SNES Classic either. He found out the same time as everybody else did when they released the list of games.
He's angry because he's not getting royalties.
He might get royalties. Let's talk about the Xbox free games for July. The games coming out are going to be Grow Up, Kane and Lynch number 2, Dog Days, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, and probably the game you should pick up If you haven't, this is the game to get out of this entire list, Runbo.
I remember Runbo.
Yeah, you were going to buy it, and you never did.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that game.
It's a fun. It's a funner.
It's a fun?
It's a fun.
It's a fun.
It's a fun. It's a me. I'm Mario.
I'm going to win.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm not me.
God, that was the it's a co-op one, right?
Well,
like a kind of a race co-op, yeah.
Yeah, competitive.
With like the obstacles and stuff like that, yeah.
One person plays God mode and the other person...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But, yeah. So that's one to pick up. And speaking of Xbox, that's real big piece of news I have for this week, which is very sad because we have not killed anywhere near enough time.
So PlayStation's having a huge show. Oh, wait, you're not done with the games.
No, I'm done with the free games. Actually, yes. Let's talk about the PlayStation, because this is kind of a big piece of news right here we can discuss. PlayStation's having a huge sale. Steam's having a huge sale. I assume, although I have not seen anything, but I assume Xbox is also having a big sale.
I haven't seen anything announced for Xbox.
Is having a big sale.
Right, more PC. Actually, if you were to buy a game on Green Man Gaming, you can get the Double Dragon Trilogy for free. The arcade ports. Any game, even if it's like a $1 purchase.
Oh, then that makes it a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Go get it. It's either Green Man Gaming or Good Old Games. Check both of those sites. One of those two will have it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I forget which one it is. But one of those two. Probably Good Old Games, because I think I don't get emails from Green Man Gaming.
I get emails from GOG. So.
Yeah.
And they have sales a lot, actually.
Yeah, but yeah. You don't get a Steam key with this.
No, but it's just like it's installed on your computer. It's the same.
It's the DRM.
Like, they don't have the trophies.
Yeah, they don't have trophies.
So
technically better than Steam in the sense that it's like if Steam goes down, you're screwed because you have to access Steam servers to verify.
That's every game, though, right?
Not necessarily every game, but there are games like that. Whereas. GOG is like, no, you're just buying a digital copy of the game.
You bought a CD-ROM and installed it on your computer. Like the old school days.
Yeah.
Remember we used to buy CD-ROMs and just install it on your computer?
Yeah.
And then not actually like download things anymore?
Like the stack of games on my desk?
Yeah!
And sometimes your friend would give you a copy of a game, you need a CD key, so you go to the store and rip a CD key open and write it down real quick and...
Wow.
What?
I'm so disappointed right now.
No, but you wouldn't do that with the expansion. You only needed the base one. The base one doesn't matter how many people have the base one, as long as you have a different one for the expansion.
I've never known this side of you, vegan.
Oh, like you haven't done things like this.
So what's the next topic?
But the PlayStation sale, though, as well as the Steam sale, is ridiculous.
Dude, okay, Shadow of Mordor was $4 or $6 if you don't have PlayStation Plus.
Definitive edition.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this, I was like, this can't be right. This has to be a typo. Right? I was like, they left out a zero. Like, it's either, and then, like, it wouldn't make sense, though, if it was $40 or $60 if you didn't have PlayStation Plus, right? So I'm like, okay, that can't be right. It can't be a typo. This is real? $4? Four frickin' dollars.
If you don't own that game, go buy it.
Yeah, it's like it's
and there's like a whole slew of games that are like $2-3 and like some pretty decent games across the Vita, the PS3, and the PS4. Soul Sacrifice Delta is something like $6.79, and it's a Monster Hunter clone, but it's like a much darker with sacrificing and killing people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Made by Keiji Inafune, probably his last great game that he's ever gonna make again. But it's like $6.79. It's a huge value as far as like time sync and stuff like that you can put into it. You know, like the Monster Hunter game, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a steal. Like, I have the original game. This is kind of like a 1.5 sequel.
That's all you can talk about. Steals. Stealing codes. Stealing games by buying them on sale.
Yeah. Mm. It is a steal. And I am the Crooked Robber! Ha-ha! I'm going to steal all your pretty's PlayStation sale with my monies!
How much money is for one game? Four monies.
Four monies? Four Ooh, monies. A steep price. I'll have to reconsider.
Down from 6 monies, though.
Sold. I strike again.
Little does that guy know, it wasn't actually 6 monies. So, what was the other one? They have a lot of PlayStation 3 ones too.
Yeah, across all the consoles. Yeah.
Some of them are cross-buys.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about this and why I might not get a lot of games on the sale is I actually have a lot of games through PlayStation Plus. Ended up having a lot of games already on that sale, so I was like, oh, cool. I don't have to spend a lot of money on games that I was probably going to buy eventually, because this sale is ridiculous, and I would probably spend a lot of money on the sale.
Yeah, when it comes to low prices like that, man, it's hard not to. Mm-hmm. It's so hard not to do it.
I'm like, looking back, I'm like, ooh. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So my computer's dying.
Yeah.
It didn't start yesterday. Started it up. The light keeps flashing on the front. There's nothing on the screen. And it's like...
It's not beeping to make any
beeps. No, no beeps. It's just an electrical kind of hum.
Your monitor's not turning on.
No, because it keeps doing the same thing. So it's just like,
It could be your power supplies.
And it keeps doing that, and then it finally just stops after like 20 tries. Yeah. The light stays on, but nothing is on. And then you just hit the power button, and everything just turns off.
Yeah.
Like, no noises, no nothing. It's just the light just turns off.
I mean, I don't know. And then you try it again, it does it again. But I would think power supply probably be the first place I would look, I think, see if that's failing. But really, at this point, you just get a new computer.
I wouldn't want to get a new power supply for that computer. Yeah. Like, it seems pointless. I mean, I have a really old... It's the processor... The motherboard for that computer is obsolete. I checked this. Mm. And then the processor is a, you know, quad-core at 2.1 gigahertz, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that, which is, like, really super low. You know, for what, you know, the new... Even, like, the newer processors are, you know, much better than that. Way, way, way better than that. Like, the i4s or i3s. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, yeah, new computer.
Yeah.
So...
i9s are just coming out right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm looking at building a PC. Kind of scared to kind of go that route. But it seems that...
There's probably some online tool you can use to help you make sure you get the right parts. Or, I mean,
get a decent base computer and then slowly upgrade it as needed.
I mean, yes, but no. Because
yes, but no.
That's one way of doing it, right? But at the same time...
It's kind of what I did with this one, really.
Yeah, so I mean, like... I mean, if you're going to build one from scratch, I would just build it from scratch. I wouldn't buy a top box, an OEM, and try to upgrade it from that point. Because, you know, you want to make sure you're getting stuff that's going to be upgraded, future-proof, and stuff like that. An OEM, maybe
it'll last a lot. A lot of times when I like, say, you know, I go to Costco and check out the computers there, open them up, and there's only, like, one PCI slot. And just, like, and, like, the RAM, you know, sometimes it's, like, I feel like I've seen where it's only one stick of RAM and no other slots of RAM.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's like you have this and that's it. Like, you can't add to it. I mean, you can buy a bigger one, I guess. But, you know, it's just, yeah, I don't know. They don't make them...
That's the whole thing, right? If you're going to build one. So you can make sure you get, like, the... 8 slots for RAM or whatever you're going to want, because in case you might want to put more RAM in and stuff, like, you don't have to build a beast computer, but making sure you have the base that lets you build one down the line.
Yeah.
So just make sure you get a good motherboard.
So I'm going to check, yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to, I guess.
Good motherboard.
And I'm CPU. Scared of, so motherboards and the actual CPU chip.
Yeah.
Come separate, right?
Typically, yeah.
See, I'm scared of, like, placing that on the motherboard. Like, I get scared because I know it's a kind of fragile thing.
You have a lot of carpet in your house, too. Static electricity is bad.
So,
you still like little bracelets you can use to keep the static charge off you, but, I mean...
It's also like anti-static gloves and stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, more importantly, you probably want to be more careful about bending the pins as you put it in, but... I mean, so many people do this stuff. It's probably not as bad as you think. Just make sure you apply the heat sinks.
Yeah.
But, you probably know, like, 15 people that built their own computer that could probably help you out.
Thanks, Regan. Appreciate your help.
I've never built one.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of people around. Put it on Facebook. See, hey, who can help me build a computer?
Nick, just start talking about it at the next D&D game.
Yeah, Nick too builds his computers all the time. From the D&D games. Yeah. Nick 1, I think, has recently built his own computer, too. I'm not sure if that's the first one he's built, but he recently built one, I think, from kind of scrounged together parts. I'm not sure how much of it he actually bought, how much of it his friends just gave him because they upgraded their computers, which I am miffed about because I have had so many friends that build computers, and they have never once given me one of their parts, which they know were better than the parts I have in my computer. They just threw them out. I'm like, I hate you. Because I could have used that.
Weren't you given this computer?
This computer I was given. I'm talking about back in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. But this computer I was given. And it's getting old. A little long in the tooth.
Yeah. And it has the size of this computer is the size of an actual alien head. A xenomorph head.
Yeah, this is like a mini fridge computer.
Yeah.
Without the fridge component.
Okay. I guess I'll just ask.
Yeah.
Around, make sure I'm not doing something stupid, like bottlenecking.
Yeah. I think that's probably that's my biggest concern. Because, you know, you should have to, like, understand, like, bus speeds and stuff like that. I don't know what that means. all I know is that you got to keep it at 60 miles an hour.
No, you got to keep it above 55 or else it'll explode.
All right. So, here's the big news. Good or bad. So, the Xbox One X has come out. Well, not come out, but it's announced and stuff like that.
Oh, by the way, there's an X-Bone S Minecraft bundle for $200 right now.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, yeah. It's out there.
Yeah.
You want to get it.
Get it.
All right.
Get it good. Yeah, Adam is going to have 3 Xboxes in his household.
Why?
One for his kids, one for his wife.
Why can't... What?
One for him.
She plays?
No, she uses it to watch, like, Netflix and stuff like that.
Okay.
But his is going to be the only...
I don't know. That makes me a little upset.
Why? They don't have cable, so...
Because you're buying a console for watching movies.
True, he should get like, an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, like, so, you know, some Chromecast or something, dude. Oh, man. Okay. Well, whatever.
It is money.
I guess you could play video. I mean, if it's going in a different room, then...
No, that's going to be in the living room, I think.
There's two in the living room?
No, well, his. But he's going to get himself the Xbox One X.
Uh-huh.
The one for his...
Okay.
The one for his lady. And the one for his kids, which is going to be a separate room. In the kids' room.
Okay. No. You gotta do something with the older one, so.
What?
You gotta do something with the older one, so might as well just put it in the living room, or in the bedroom, and use it as a Netflix viewer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he only has one right now.
Oh, so he's buying two.
He's buying two. He's buying a regular, like, 1S probably, and then he's buying an X for himself, personal. I assume nobody will be able to touch, but everybody will touch when he's not home. Because that's how life works. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. But here's the thing: if you have an Xbox One X, it will download the 4K patches, whether or not you have a 4K television. Apparently, the Forza 4K version of the game is 100 gigabytes.
Holy crap!
That's the deal. If you have an One S or a One, you know it's not going to download those patches for you. But if you have an X, it will download those patches. That is all there is to say about it, apparently. We'll see if that changes down the line, because I'm sure not many people
are happy about this. This is 100 gig out of a terabyte?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that'd be like 10 games.
10%.
Yeah.
Just for a patch that you don't need. That seems excessive. Holy crap, dude. That's a lot. Even if you did have a 4K TV. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of memory taken up.
It is a lot of memory. I'm not sure how... I mean, we'll see how things actually work when they come out. So obviously, it's not out yet, so this is all stuff people are hearing and stuff like that. But still, it's a pretty big download. I was not expecting it to be such a big deal. I mean, yeah, that's huge.
I'm sure it is.
I think it should be an option. It should be like, do you want to download the 4K patch? You'd be like, no, I don't have a 4K TV. Right?
Yeah, I mean, why take up all that space for...
something you're not getting the benefit of yet. I don't know.
Well, there's an issue.
I mean, at the same time, I was like, why are you buying an Xbox One X if you don't have a 4K TV, though, right?
Yeah, you could definitely argue that.
You could argue that.
Yeah. Now, almost the same thing with the Pro, right? The PS Pro or the PS4 Pro?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they both work the same. They both have, like, the HDR enhancement, so if you have a 1080p with HDR, it'll make it look better. It'll make, you know, it'll super sample your 1080p image to make it look better. You know, they both do this stuff, but I don't know if PlayStation forces you to download a patch. It might download a patch, but I haven't heard any of them to being that big. That's the big things. And these are all like update patches and stuff like that the PS4 Pro has. I'm not sure how many games are officially created with the PS4 Pro in mind at this point, because even Horizon wasn't created with the Pro in mind. That was something they found out about afterward. I don't know. The president of, what is it, Arxis? I can't remember off the top of my head. Basically, the people that created Dishonored and the new Prey game, the president stepped down.
Yeah, what was up with that?
So, I mean, he's going to stay on until, you know, to smooth over the transition and stuff like that, but he's officially said that. He just kind of wants to bow out, spend time with his kids and stuff like that, reevaluate what's important for his life.
See, this seems like a legit step down. Not like one of those, oh, this guy's stepping down as in he got fired or he's being forced to quit kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This actually feels more like, yeah, he really just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Which is weird because, I mean, like his company, Arkane Studios, there you go, president of Arkane Studios. Let me get his name real quick. Rafael Colantonio. So he's stepping down. It's interesting because his company, you know, they have like two of the hottest game franchises right now, right? Dishonored and the new Prey game.
Prey game's pretty good.
And especially with Dishonored 2 coming out and stuff like that, expected to do really well as well. The new DLC and stuff like that. I mean, they're on Cloud 9 right now. I don't know. I guess, yeah, I mean, that's why it makes it seem legit, because the company's doing well. There's no reason why he shouldn't be able to.
Some people get tired of their jobs, man.
They jobs indeed. Oh, Doom VR, right? I noticed that you could pre-order it for PlayStation 4, so it is coming to the PlayStation. VR.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that attach you to buy VR yet?
I'm just scared of it, dude. I'm scared of it.
Or are you going to do the same thing that Titan did and just buy the game and come over to my house and play it?
That's crazy, dude, but that's... I don't know. That's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah. I don't mind.
And that's especially that you're cool with it.
I mean, as long as you're not here for like 8 hours a day, you know, whatever.
Oh.
Make it a reasonable chunk.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 1 8-hour day. It's a VR game.
And then the rest of them 3-hour days?
Yeah, it's manageable. I mean, I wouldn't expect to last longer than 1 8-hour day anyway. It's a VR game, right? I mean,
They're not too long.
Yeah. I mean, well, Skyrim and Fallout are going to change that. There's been actually a lot of rumors that Fallout VR is going to be coming to PlayStation 2. A lot of, like, Italian sites have had it go up and get taken down, stuff like that. People are talking about it. So, I mean, would it make sense for it not to? It looks like you do have to buy it again, though, because I saw Skyrim up there. It was like, it wasn't a buy this patch thing. It was a buy the game again. So, I don't know. I think it should be a patch. It's still using the same game assets, it's just having the camera manipulate itself in a different way.
Yeah.
The VR patch for Abduction on PC is free. If you own the game.
See? That game had a VR patch and it was free.
Also the high-res patch was free for that game, too. So now it looks hyper-realistic and in VR.
Good thing it's coming to VR.
Yeah. Let's take all the back to Sony. Remember, Sony did, like, PlayStation Plus TV shows? And had that Power show?
No.
Well, you were a fool for not watching the first season. The second season, not so good. And they got canceled after the second season. But they're talking about the new shows, and they're possibly going to take public pictures.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I saw... Yeah, I didn't really watch it, but now I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So, I still didn't watch it. Yeah.
But for the next one, they're going to... Apparently... they're taking a pitch submission from the public, and they're gonna I guess you record your pitch or whatever, or your first episode or whatever, and you send it to them, and they'll pare it down to 5 to 10 selections, and then kind of like Amazon does, just have people watch it and kind of vote on what they liked, and then you'll get your full season off of that.
That's cool.
So anybody can just be like, hey,
yeah,
here's my show. And, you know, see where the dice land.
Like a podcast, maybe. With video.
Like a podcast show where we go on adventures. Podcasting around the world, saving the day through the power of voice broadcasts over services.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And, or we can just go interview people on the street, random people.
Apparently, it's called the PlayStation Emerging Filmmakers Program, the PEFP.
Oh, that's a good name. That's a good name.
Yeah, it's lets writers and filmmakers pitch their idea. So I guess you don't even have to film it. And there's a place where you can submit your thing. You don't have to base it on PlayStation stuff or anything like that. Pitches will be taken until August 1st. Yeah, they're gonna whittle them down to 10 concepts. And then PlayStation and film industry professionals will pick 5 ideas to be made into pilot episodes. So you don't have to film anything. You can just pitch your idea.
Hmm. And then they own the rights, and then you get nothing.
Yeah.
I had a...
You have to get something. You're a creator. But, yeah.
I wore the shirt to work, which is the PlayStation Experience shirt.
Second PlayStation.
The second, yeah.
Third generation.
Second for us.
Yeah.
And I've worn it before. I've had it at work before. Nobody's ever said anything. But today, for whatever reason, there was 5 people that commented on the shirt. And then, so, one of them was my boss. Mm. So, PlayStation Experience, you were there, huh? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was there.
It's you don't play.
And at first I didn't get it, but it's actually written on the back of the shirt. Yeah. I was there, and I was just like, yeah, I was there. I was like, and then when the second person told me the same thing, oh, you were there? I was like, oh, it says on the back of the shirt. That's right. Yeah. So.
And then when the third person is like, yeah, you can read.
I was good there. Job. Yes, I was there. And then the fourth person, I just completely interrupted that person. And told him, yeah. Before you say anything, I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the fifth person, you're like, no.
You're going to talk about my shirt? No. I was going to ask you if you were making seitan tonight or not.
No, I am not making deals with the devil.
That word is too close.
That word is too close for my sensitive ears.
So I was talking to all these people about PlayStation Experience. And, you know, as I was talking to these people about PlayStation Experience, they're like, you can see their interest just kind of waning.
Yeah.
And just to a complete stop.
They're like, so what is a PlayStation? you play video games on, sports?
I'm sorry I started this conversation. Yeah, so, with my boss, I didn't think he was very interested when I started talking about it. It didn't seem like it. So I went into the cars that were at PlayStation Experience. The concept cars or whatever. Yeah. So the Acura, the Mercedes, and the Chevy. The Chevy was the weird one. It was the one that looked like it was like a cockpit or something.
You have to like be face forward.
Yeah. It was a weird one, right? So I started talking about that one and I started looking up the picture and stuff like that. And he was looking at it and he was like, oh. So there was more interest in that.
Right.
Because it wasn't about video games anymore, even though it was, you know, but. And I told him, yeah, they even had like a full bar there with like, it's like a full sports bar, but instead of like watching games, you play games. So, you know, there was that. And, you know, I thought it was kind of cool the way they did that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And
all we did was just kind of walk in and walk right
back
out.
Yeah, we literally just walked in.
Yeah, we wanted to get the scan or whatever.
Get the scan. All your dreams will come true.
I wasn't buying a $14 drink, so.
Yeah. God, I'm just so bummed they're doing it at the same place again. Oh, real quick, the Super NES Classic, the Japanese European ones have two different games.
Like swapped? Or new, or just added?
Like swapped. I don't know what games they're not getting, but the Japanese one for sure. I'm not sure about the European one, which games they have, but the Japanese one for sure is getting a Fire Emblem game. And they are getting a puzzle game, which name I don't remember off the top of my head because it's a Japanese name.
With Girls in Bikinis?
No, I don't think so, but I don't know the game, so maybe.
Oh, it's a game with Girls in Bikinis in Japan.
And obviously theirs looks completely different than the American one because they have the original.
A Famicom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the colored buttons and stuff like that on the
controls. Different. Yeah, it's all different.
Yeah, everybody likes that one better, though.
Guess.
I don't know. I don't give no flying.
I mean, I didn't even know about it when I was a kid when I got my Super Nintendo. I didn't know about the other version. You know?
Yeah. Everybody got to be making a big deal about it.
It's because the controller's got colors in it.
It's because they look like children's dreams.
Like children's dreams. So it looks like, as soon as my computer gets running, looks like South Park, Stick of Truth, is a game that I'm going to go from start to finish.
You're going to finish it?
Yeah. I made a decision. Put my foot down on this one. All right?
Why didn't you ever get any PS4? It's probably on sale right there.
Because I ended up getting it. Why would I buy it again?
Because your computer's dying.
I can still play it. Something's going to get fixed. Either buy a new computer or I fix this one somehow. I'm going to look on the web and be like, how do I fix my dead computer? This is what it's doing.
Yeah, you're going to look on the web and you'll be like, type in some form. Help me fix my dead computer. Here are my specs. And then somebody's going to be like, dude, buy a new computer. You're old doggy. And they're gonna say first old.
Answer. Every
old,
answer. Every yeah, answer is the same.
And they're all gonna say old fogey. Even though that's not. They're like 10, and they're gonna say old fogey just because of your computer.
Those sons. The 10-year-olds? The 10-year-olds will be telling you that?
Those sons of witches.
Sandwiches, man. God, I don't want 10-year-olds telling me that I'm old.
I had a coworker tell me I'm old.
I do. I mean,
like, you having your birthday? I'm like, how old are you getting? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be 31. Like, oh, you're old. Like, oh no, I'm starting to hate hearing that now.
But I still have to save my data. I have to get my data. I can't just like buy a new computer and just decide to throw that away.
I
need
to
buy
the game. It's not worth the hassle.
But it's not even just that. It's other stuff.
He doesn't have to rebuy the game.
Yeah.
No, but
not Steam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steam you can reinstall and
yeah.
Yeah.
Your save data might be gone.
They are. Yeah, I mean, there's some files. There's like some pictures and stuff like that.
People can do that for you. Or you can take your hard drive and just put it into your new computer.
What if it's a hard drive that's bad?
Probably not. Right?
No?
Because it should at least boot into the BIOS, even if your hard drive was bad. But it's not even getting to the BIOS, so.
It's not, no.
Probably not necessarily hard drive. I mean, your hard drive could also be bad, but that's probably not the current issue.
I like you, man. I like you.
Thanks. But even if your hard drive was bad, somebody could probably get most of your stuff off of there.
Yeah, and steal it for themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, live a little.
Shouldn't have taken those pictures of me.
But they got you so much attention. You were needing attention.
Yes, I was. But not that kind of attention.
You were in a bad place.
That's not the attention that I want.
How about this attention? This is not game related, but this got me excited. There's a Tremors TV show coming out.
Oh my god, really?
And Kevin Bacon's back.
Oh, what about the other dude? Is he in there too?
No, yeah, probably. I would hope so. He's been in every single one.
I don't even know the guy's name.
I mean, no, nobody does. He's a Tremors guy. He's been in every single one. But Kevin Bacon's back!
I don't know how I feel about that. It's gonna die.
It'll probably die.
After like a season, it's gonna be just nothing anymore.
But it's gonna be a glorious season of Kevin Bacon back in the Tremors universe. You can't tell me you don't want to see more Kevin Bacon in the Tremors world.
Kevin Bacon, man. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Maple syrup bacon.
The best name in the world, dude. Kevin Bacon.
That's what people mean when they say you can never have too much bacon. They're not talking about the actual food. They're talking about Kevin Bacon.
The actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him. What was that movie that I really like that he's in?
Tremors.
Well, there's Tremors. There is Tremors. But there's, it's like a horror kind of flick. Or suspense, like horror.
Oh, is it the one where he's like a security cop mall thing? Or is it the one with the mirrors?
No, it's the one where he gets hypnotized. Killer. And then he ends up being, he opens up his mind through the hypnotism. And then he ends up like being able to see the dead people. His son can see the dead people already.
I'm not sure if I've seen that one.
What is it called? What is that called?
I don't think you're...
It's about a girl that got killed in the neighborhood. Yeah. And then he ends up seeing her.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. I think you're thinking of a different one, though. But there's also... Wasn't he in the movie where the people kill themselves for the thrill of, like... And then they bring themselves back?
Oh, yeah. Flatliners.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, I love that one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was also in, like, White River Rapids or something? What the hell was that called?
Is that a cop one?
It was he was like a killer or something like that.
Oh.
Well, he's like a bunch of like with his family, he goes out to like a camping trip and he ends up like murdering or something.
Yeah. What are you going, darling? Oh, I'm just gonna go out on the murder spree. We'll bring back some bacon. Always.
And by bacon I mean your fine ass.
Yeah, no, I got it. That's why I said always with a wink.
Huh? Huh? Yeah, you know what's up.
Just put the kids to bed. Let's talk about that question of the week, shall we?
Let's shall.
Pour me another glass of champagne.
Click, 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 click. I could be a sound effects guy, man. Did you hear that? That was perfect.
You mean a Foley artist?
Yeah, that guy. Back like in the old days, man, when the guy had like everything in his one room, and it's just like
animated films. They still do that.
Do they still do that? That's cool. That's cool. The
yeah, they have the doors that they open and close.
Yeah. The thunder, the little metal, yeah. That's so awesome, you know what I mean? It's just great.
I would love to just work on a set like that.
And after post production, dude, it just sounds real, yeah. Like it's cool.
So the question was, What trophy slash achievement was the most annoying one to get from your history?
Oh, Jesus.
We got a couple responses here. We got Adam right in to say, if they came to hear me beg from Halo Reach, I believe nobody really... He didn't really write down what that was, but I believe that's one that involves you staying alive for a certain amount of time, or like beating the game on... I think it's beating the game on like the hardest difficulty. Because like, I remember him telling me that he had like a hard time with that one, and like his girlfriend got mad at him because he was...
on like, it all the time?
Yeah. I think they had to go out somewhere, and he's like about to get it, and he was like, no, I can't leave.
Oh my god. That's bad. That's bad.
Well, I mean, when you've been going after something and you're about to get it, you just have to say no.
Just pause the game, man.
No, because then you lose your flow, man. I've done this before. I come back and I'm like, I was on a streak and then I'm dead. I'm cold. I was on fire and then you cooled me down.
No, I've secretly not, I've gone to someone because...
Because you don't like the person.
Well, I mean, it's kind of... Kind of like that. Where I just didn't like wherever we were supposed to go. And, you know, I was just like,
Yeah. Not gonna go. No, I need to find the save point.
Yeah.
Doesn't that game autosave? No.
They don't know how to save. They don't play video games like I do.
What? Your youngest one plays.
She knows. Yeah. Yeah, she definitely knows.
She's a talent.
Billiam writes in to say, faster than a speeding amoeboid from Ratchet & Clank. Tips from other players were, it's not that hard, just do it. Oh, like it's that easy. See, I read these with a dramatic voice.
Yeah, I like it.
Give them a little bit more flair. Let me check the Facebooks, the Nooks, those crazy, crazy Bookeroids. Load faster.
Bookeroids.
Hey, dude, you looking pretty swole. What you been on? Been on some Bookeroids. We got Nick writing in to say, definitely 100% in Red Dead Redemption. And we got Loki, because there's two Nicks. Writing in to say, out of all the ones I didn't get, I would get burned out trying to get 100% games. So he just doesn't even bother. I can respect that. I can respect that.
Oh, you want mine?
Yeah, let's go with yours.
Okay. Let's see if I can pronounce that. Drog Jiggle from Deponia.
What?
Yeah, no, it's...
That makes sense.
It's pretty much unpronounceable. Pretty much what you do is you beat the game... And then you go into options and you click the little gibberish button, which literally makes everybody say whatever the drug jiggalug. That's literally all they say. And you have to play the entire game over again, including a couple places where you have to carefully pick the right answer, except every single bit of dialogue is that word.
And for people that don't know what the pony is, it's a point and click adventure.
Yeah, it's a point and click adventure.
It's all about dialogue. They tell you what to do. And if you can't understand what they tell you what to do, you have to remember what they told you to do the first time you played the game.
Yeah. So I ended up playing through that game 3 times in order to get this. Because I played through it once. Played through it twice to clean up on some trophies and also mark... Because I knew I was going to have to go do this other trophy. And I also, like, noted down what people said in certain places so I could do this one.
Yeah. Alright, mine would be, I would have to say... I had 2 options for this one. And I'm going to go with the one from Guacamelee. Because there's never been a trophy that's necessarily been like super annoying to get. That I didn't get by accident somehow. But Guacamelee had the catch a rainbow.
Catch a rainbow.
Yeah, something like that along those lines. And basically what that trophy makes you do is you have to use the 4 different super moves. Like the super uppercut, the super headbutt, the body slam, and the... And the rooster kick. And you have to hit one enemy using all 4 of them without touching the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
So you have to figure out, first of all, you have to figure out which ones go first in what order. You have to find the right enemy that won't die right away. And also, you have to do it in the right spot, because a headbutt is going to send them flying. So, you have to pretty much, I think you have to start with the headbutt, go into the rooster kick, follow up with the uppercut, and then end with the ground slam. I think it's the pattern you have to do it in. But just those type of trophies in particular, where you have to do something in a very specific manner, in a very specific way, are super annoying.
But these are skill-based, though. You know what I mean? Like, so it's all up to you whether you get it or not. You gotta be nimble with the fingers, man. That's all it is.
But it's not just skill-based, it's also planning, too. Because if you do it, it has to be done in a specific way, otherwise it's just gonna not work.
You know what the best place for that is? The trials. The little battle trials. Because you're surrounded by walls.
Yeah.
So, like, any like the headbutt is going to bounce them off a wall.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're right there.
Yeah, you have to be in an area that has doesn't have a lot of room to move around and stuff.
And like I remember that one. I remember trying forever to get that one.
Yeah, that one was an annoying one. I think possibly the one that requires you to finish the chicken trainer trophy might have been more annoying, because it involves, like, something very similar but very exact combos that you have to do in the exact pattern that he gives you. That one might have been more annoying, but I remember this one specifically because I had to find somebody that wouldn't die after like one or two hits.
Yeah.
Another one I had was for Uncharted Golden Abyss, because it was like a collectible, like, oh, collect all these and collect all the cards and stuff like that. And the whole big point was that, like, you can trade these items using the Nier system on the Vita, but I don't live in the big city, so there weren't a lot of Vitas for me to trade items with. So I had to grind all these things out. Mm. So I played the game over there. I had to find a place where I can kill a bunch of guys that drop this certain item so I can get them and just wait for the one I needed to drop. Because you would get duplicates.
That sucks.
Yeah. But that's a whole different kind of frustration.
So that's actually the frustration that I had with... which mine was like... was Binding of Isaac, the true platinum god.
True platinum.
Because it's random. Absolutely random. Everything is random. And you have to get, like, every item. So once you get down to, like, where you need... So I got down to basically, like, my five different items that I had to find. Right? One of them was in a secret room. One of them, I think, like, three of them were just, like, regular items, and one was Godhead, which was in Angel Room, right?
Oh, right.
So, the thing that sucks, like, the Angel Room thing, it wasn't so bad, you know, but, because you go into an Angel Room, and you're always gonna find, you know, you don't take the Devil Deal, you have a better chance of an Angel Room, you know, later, on the later floors, and then you'll always have an item, you know, and you can re-roll it, and you probably won't get it, and it took a while, it took a long time. The one I had the most issues with it was the secret room, because when you go into the secret room, it seems like it's a very low chance of there actually being a pedestal item in the secret room.
Right.
More than anything, there's always like just coins or bombs or, you know, pots, whatever. But like to get an actual pedestal item in there, you have to try forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and you know. And it's just, you know, you're going through the whole game trying to find all those secret rooms everywhere to be, and it's only the secret room, not the super secret, because I don't think the super secret ever has a pedestal item, but I could be wrong on that. And so you're going through the game because, you know, the more secret rooms you break during the same game, the better chance, or, you know, during the same run, better chance you have of there being a pedestal item. And it's just like, it was just over and over and over again. It was so, so tedious.
I remember I would watch you play that game, and I remember the thing that I remember you having a hard time with and just hitting your head over and over again was trying to get Super Meat Boy.
That was another one. There's some items. Oh my god. There's items that would help you do it. And it's just. And like, but that's the whole thing. It's just
ultimately,
like
that's what you did.
Those items are random, though, too.
Yeah.
So it's. Oh my god. It stole like 10 years of my life.
I don't think the game's been out that long.
Like, all I wanted was to find these items. I just... That's it. Just... Please.
Now, would you say, Platinum... Well, not Platinum God, whatever it's called.
True Platinum God.
True Platinum God was harder to get than 1001%?
By that time, I already had most of the stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you know, when all the newer games come out,
I guess it made it easier to get items too, right? In the
it didn't seem as bad anymore.
Yeah,
and it was all just like continuing from. So you already have all these things, and now you're just adding the new ones from this, right? So it didn't seem that bad. Yeah. Maybe because it was just a shorter.
I think another thing too is because I remember watching people play a game. And there was like it was so much easier to break the game and just get random, like, combinations of stuff for your character. So it was a lot easier to cycle through getting things for your character and stuff like that too, right?
You start with Isaac. You get a D6. That's best thing to do is just reroll everything. Go into the first room, reroll. If you don't find what you need, start it again. Start it again. Because you're the easiest. I mean, you get item rooms really easily. I mean, they don't require a key in the first floor. You just go in there, reroll. Try it again. Just rinse and repeat until you find whatever you need.
Yeah.
But that's only for the regular items.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Alright. Next week's question is, what game that you've played has the worst soundtrack? I don't know. Jeez. That is going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
There's some bad soundtracks out there, man.
I don't even know which ones.
Even if you did enjoy the game, like, if it has a bad soundtrack, it has a bad soundtrack.
I don't even know what game I would pick. I think if I picked the game, it'd probably be something from, like, the Genesis Super Nintendo era because of, like, the really bad 8-bit. Yeah. Something like that would probably be.
Yeah, not like the orchestrated stuff that's out now.
Yeah. It's going to be. I might not even be able to come up with an answer, honestly.
Really?
I might have like a de facto answer, but it's gonna be one that I'm gonna be unsatisfied with. I'm gonna have to look at the games I played that I have, see if I can pick something out from that.
Whatever.
Alright, well, thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of Encore Gamers. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on the iTunes. Give us some likes. Go check out the Future Flicks podcast. As well as Nightmare on Film Street, which gave us a retweet. They got a podcast where they talk about horror movies and stuff like that. Two dudes talking about the horrors.
Two dudes talking and about horrors. The horrors. Two dudes and a horse.
Check them out. Nightmare on Film Street. They have a good name, though. I like it.
Yeah, that's a cool name. Yeah.
Make sure I got that right real quick. Plug a podcast and get the...
Two dudes and a horror?
Yeah, Nightmare on Film Street on Twitter. Go ahead and... at NOFS podcast. Go check them out on Twitter. Give them a listen. See if you like them. See you next week.
Bye.